Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidui. Al chit shechatanu lefanecha bechapat shochad, for the sin that we've sinned before you by subservience through bribery. We've purchased favors and sold ourselves for money and honors. We displayed dishonesty not only by paying or accepting monetary bribes, but through flattery or hope of status. The latter is the most insidious kind of bribe, because we do not even realize how our decisions are corrupted by it. And for the sin that we've sinned before you through denial and false promises, we have not been honest. In our dealings with God and with our fellow men, we are guilty of both denial, which refers to lies about the past, and false promises, which refers to the future. For the sin that we've sinned before you through evil talk, we have spread gossip and slander. To defame others is a grievous sin, even if the stories are true. The sages condemn talebearers in very sharp terms, saying that gossiping is tantamount to denying God. The harm caused by gossip is incalculable. For example, by having described a person as extravagant or stingy, naive or conniving, we have created an image that will affect him socially and economically. For the sin that we've sinned before you by subservience through bribery, and for the sin that we've sinned before you through denial and false promises, for the sin that we've sinned before you through evil talk. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.